As the army's bomb squad moved in to defuse the device, it exploded. It was an attempt to kill, but this time no one was injured. It's believed the bomb was a booby-trap device planted underneath the policeman's car. It was parked outside his family home in Ardnalee, a residential estate in the Culmore area. The device fell off as he reversed the car to go on duty at around 9:30 this morning, and the alarm was raised. The officer's family was inside their home at the time.
A year on from that attack, Detective Inspector Peter McKenna from the PSNI is leading the investigation. Detective Inspector McKenna, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What are you hoping to hear from the public a year on from that attack?
Yes, well, Frank, as you say, it is a year today since this dreadful attack on my colleague, and I would like to remind again that he is a family man who's on his way to work that morning to serve his community. And sometime between 5 p.m. the 21st and 7 a.m. on the 22nd of February, someone has travelled to his area where he lived, walked up his driveway and placed an explosive device in his vehicle with the clear intention to murder him. And they had no regard for him, for his family, who may have been in the car with him that morning, or indeed for anyone else who lived in that area. My colleague's not just a police officer. He's father, brother, devoted family man who was going out to work that morning to serve the community. And I would like to thank the public for their assistance to date, but I still believe there are persons within the community who hold vital pieces of information that could assist my investigation. And I would urge those people to think about that information that they hold and to do the right thing and make contact with us. In relation to the attempted murder of my colleague, I asked them to think, what if this was one of your loved ones? And I would stress, no matter how small or insignificant you believe that piece of information may be, please come forward with it. It could make a difference and bring those responsible for this attack before the courts. I would particularly like to hear from anyone who saw people or vehicles moving in and around the area of Ardnalee between 5 p.m. on the 21st of February 2017 and 7 a.m. on the 22nd of February 2017.
Your spotlight's very much on the group called the New IRA and court there. If someone comes forward with information, do they need to go the whole way to court to stand up to these people, to give that evidence in front of a judge?
Ideally, Frank, we would appeal to people to come forward as witnesses and provide that information in the witness statement. There are procedures in place with ourselves and the PPS. We can provide support to persons who would go to court, but alternatively, persons can make contact with Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111, and this is 100% anonymous. People are not asked to give their name, and this gives people the power to speak up and to stop crime in the area, and this could assist us to identify those involved and bring them before the courts.
Would you have a series of suspects or a small group of suspects that you're carefully looking at?
Well, it is a new area, I believe, responsible, Frank. I don't want to go into the specifics of the investigation because it is ongoing and live. However, we have arrested four persons to date, and there have been four properties searched. So the investigation is very much live and active at this time.
And do you believe that you can bring to justice the people who attacked this officer? And as a result of that, do you believe that you would stop future attacks on officers who live in the general area?
I do, Frank. I honestly do believe that. But again, I would stress, we need the support of the community for this here. And again, this has not just been an attack on the officer. It has been an attack on the local community. It has been an attack on his family. It was in a residential area, and if this device had exploded, it would have maimed or killed persons in the car or potentially persons close or nearby.
And it was very possible that his partner or his children could have been in that car on that morning when that bomb fell off. It could have exploded and killed or injured them.
Very much so, Frank. And again, I would stress, with it being a year today, to reflect on the fact that this officer and his family will be looking back to that, and the impact of what could have been will hit them. I would ask members of the community to think about that and to please come forward to us with any information they may have.
Okay. Detective Inspector McKenna, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.